Israeli and American officials say the United States is planning to open its embassy in Jerusalem al-Quds on May 14th. The decision will reportedly be announced officially later on Friday. Israel's intelligence minister has congratulated U.S. President Donald Trump on that move. The relocation has been planned to coincide with the 70th anniversary of the Israeli regime's installment in the Middle East in 1948. U.S. officials had initially announced that the move could take many months and perhaps years. On December 6th, U.S. President Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem al-Quds as Israel's capital and announced that Washington would relocate its embassy to the Holy City. The decision drew widespread condemnation from world leaders and sparked angry protests throughout the globe, which have continued to date. Joining us live now from Montreal is Ken O'Keefe, who is a peace activist and former U.S. Marine. Ken, how do you react to the news that the U.S. Embassy will open in Jerusalem al-Quds on May 14th?
Well, I'll probably surprise some people and say that, in all honesty, I see this as a positive step, because the end result of a move like this is going to be even greater awareness of the illegality, criminality of the United States and Israel. And in fact, that this partnership, Israel and America, poses the greatest threat to the security and safety of humanity, given the fact that we're talking about thousands of nuclear weapons and also Israel's 200 to 400 nuclear weapons, which can be delivered anywhere in the world via the Dolphin-class submarines that have been gifted to them by Germany. This is a problem that we face, whether it's in the public consciousness or not, and this is going to force this issue into the consciousness of more and more people. And I actually agree with Henry Kissinger when he said in 2010 that Israel would be no more in 10 years. He said that in 2012, actually. I agree with that. Israel and America are clearly in full self-destruct mode. World opinion has turned completely against both of these nations and their partners, and this move is only going to accelerate that process. However, of course, let me never be remiss in stating the facts that the only justice for Palestine is a justice in which all, and I mean all, of the Palestinians around the world can return to their homes in Palestine, because indeed that is the only way that justice can be served, and in fact the only way that peace will ever be achieved in that region.
All right, so Ken, let's talk about that justice then, because, you know, when the initial decision was announced on December 6th by Donald Trump about moving this embassy to Jerusalem al-Quds and declaring Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of Israel, since then we've seen a fairly muted response, if I may use that term, from the Arab governments in the region. Why is that, do you think, and does that, do you think, give Israel carte blanche to do as it wishes, at least in its opinion?
Well, the sad reality is that we know the nations that aren't total puppets of Western imperialism, but sadly, most of the nations in that region, especially the Gulf states, are literal puppets of the empire. So they will do exactly what they are told. Since when has the Arab League or any of these nations done anything to truly help the Palestinians? Saudi Arabia might as well be the best friend of Israel. They provide so much support for Israel in so many ways, and they are working together literally on virtually everything that's happening in that region, most particularly Saudi Arabia's supplying of money and the ideological philosophy behind the ISIS, Al-Qaeda monstrosities we see operating in that theater. So it doesn't surprise me at all that you find no meaningful support amongst the Arab leaders in that region. Sadly, the only ones that aren't puppets are the ones that we're targeting. We know Saddam Hussein has now been taken out. That was the agenda. And Bashar al-Assad has survived and hopefully will continue to do so. But until there's actual representation in that region, we can expect only puppets to back the empire.
All right, Ken, we'll leave it at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV.